6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has a new sheriff. Mayor Michael Hancock has named Elias Diggins to that post. He takes over a department that is still recovering after a series of controversies, including a woman who gave birth unassisted in a jail cell in 2018 at a settlement Denver made with deputies alleging sexual harassment. Those incidents forced the resignation of Sheriff Patrick Furman last year. Diggins joined the department in 1994.
I lead with my humanity, and I want to have every single person that works in our agency, whether they be uniform or a civilian staff, to do the same.
In 2017, an inmate sued Diggins and others in the department alleging misconduct. Diggins says he acknowledges past missteps, but that he is prepared to guide Denver's sheriff department. Children 11 and older would have to wear masks at school under new guidelines released by education officials for schools to open safely. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Masks are required, but other guidelines are just recommendations for local health agencies as they approve school district plans. For example, 3 to 6 feet of space between middle and high school students, and limiting the number of adults in each classroom. Cohorting, though, is the most important variable, keeping the same group of students together all day. Most school districts plan to open their doors in the next few weeks, but say plans could change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some 24 school buildings in Denver will get energy and efficiency upgrades, including solar panels. Denver School District entered an energy performance contract. That means that the improvements will save money, which will pay for the project, so the work doesn't come out of the district's budget. Aurora will begin an independent investigation into the death of Elijah McClain. The city council voted yesterday to go ahead with that decision. McClain was 23. He died last summer in police custody, and we'll have more of that news through the day. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.